Welcome to the Business English Podcast, where we explore all aspects of the corporate world, from entrepreneurship and leadership to marketing strategies and international business trends. The oil giant BP has been subjected to another extensive blow with the shocking departure of its CEO, Bernard Looney, over allegations that he failed to disclose past relationships with colleagues. This sudden resignation, which BP's board deemed inappropriate due to a lack of transparency, has significantly impacted the company's share prices. This adverse event is one in an array of challenges BP has been grappling with recently. This includes the repercussions of an economic downturn marked by a 0.5% contraction of the UK's GDP in July. This contraction has been induced mainly by the collapse of Patisserie Valérie and persistent strikes, factors likely to have contributed to BP's struggles and subsequent shrinkage of its shares. Looney's resignation underscores a bout of investigations around his undisclosed relationships with colleagues. These investigations, launched by the company's board of directors, aim to shed light on the allegations and delve into the board's handling and awareness of the situation. As BP navigates these troubling times, the resignation and the ongoing investigations have cast a shadow over the firm, impacting its shares negatively. The progress of the investigation, Looney's conduct, and how it could shape the company's future will undoubtedly be under the stakeholder and investor microscope. Binance. US, the American arm of cryptocurrency exchange Binance, is grappling with significant issues, leading to notable changes like the departure of CEO Brian Schroeder and sizable staff cuts. Regulatory pressures and decreasing revenues have driven these transformations, raising concerns about the company's future. Legal actions taken by agencies such as the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, and the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, have further magnified these worries. Binance. US, not only faced with the challenge of replacing Schroeder, has downsized approximately 100 employees amidst the SEC's clampdown, marking the company's second redundancy wave this year. This intensifies the questions about the firm's stability and leadership as it attempts to overcome these hurdles and restore steadiness. Former Starbucks CEO and founder, Howard Schultz, has announced a significant shift in his eclectic professional life, marking the end of his notable 40-year journey on the company's board. Although resigning from the board, Schultz won't be entirely separating from Starbucks, as he takes on the role of chairman emeritus, where he will contribute his expertise in an advisory capacity. This new chapter in his career is fueled by Schultz seeking fresh opportunities outside the popular coffee chain. His departure has made waves in the industry and sparked conjecture about his future pursuits, considering his towering influence in the coffee sector. This change will likely reverberate throughout Starbucks and the broader business community. Stay updated as we track Howard Schultz's professional journey and bring you the latest developments on this unfolding story. In the latest news from the retail industry, The Range, a leading home and garden retailer, has announced a significant expansion through its acquisition of the Wilko brand in a monumental £5 million deal. This acquisition, focusing mainly on the brand and its online presence, does not extend to Wilko's physical stores. Through this multi-million pound investment, The Range gains control of the Wilko brand and its website, bolstering its position in the industry. The company plans to make use of Wilko's established reputation and popularity to enhance its own market standing. Additional possibilities brought up by this acquisition include the potential for cross-selling some of Wilko's products in The Range's current stores. This strategy could broaden customer choices and mutually benefit both brands. This acquisition showcases The Range's commitment to its expansion in the retail sector. As more information unfolds, we will continue to bring updates on this intriguing development. Thank you for joining us on this episode as we dove into the complex and dynamic world of business, exploring the strategies, challenges, and success stories that shape our global economy.